And Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner got less than no results from their attempt yesterday to force Mr. Webster into accepting them as investors in the proposed health resort plan. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library, re-examining their encounter with Mr. Webster the previous day.
Yes, sir, I still can't figure out what happened to us yesterday.
How?
Here we went over to Mr. Webster's office, bound and determined to make him take our $700 invest. Instead of that, we come away from there with a $50 loan.
Yeah, that Mr. Webster was sure nice about lending us that money, weren't he?
Yeah, but we never wanted to borrow no money.
I know it, Law, but he was so nice about it, you'll have to admit that.
Well, he was nice enough, but that ain't the point.
Huh?
What I can't understand is how you worked things around to where he thought we needed money instead of wanting to invest some. How can you do them things?
How can I do them?
Why, sure. Weren't Mr. Webster that done it? He just sat there and let you talk us into thinking we was poverty struck.
Well, Lum, all I was doing was what you told me to do. You told me to agree with everything you said and exaggerated a little.
Yeah, but you overdone it. All I said to Mr. Webster was that we didn't have a whole lot of money to invest in. Right away, you had us to where we was heading for the poorhouse.
Well, I'm sorrowful if I done something wrong. Leastways, we got $50 out of it, though.
Yeah, but we never wanted that. We just have to pay it back now, is all.
Well, we can do that easy enough, Lum. We still got the $50. All we got to do is just take it over and hand it to him. We paid him back.
Yeah, but I sort of hate to do that so quick. After he was so nice to loan it to us.
You do, huh?
I wouldn't want to let him know that we never actually needed it.
Oh, well, I'll take it over. I ain't proud. I'll
I ain't going to take a chance on that.
Huh?
You more likely come away from there with a $100 loan this time.
I would, huh?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me none if you did.
I know. I'm getting good at that, you know what? Making money hand over fist. Now, maybe I ought to go into the loaning business, Lum.
No, from now on, you just leave all the finance matters up to me.
Oh.
What we're trying to do is invest in that health resort idea. We can just figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Well, why don't we get Grandpappy Spears over here and talk to him about it?
I don't think that'd do much good.
Well, Grandpap's a president of the outfit, ain't he?
Yeah, but I don't think he has much say-so about it. Just a figurehead.
He's a what?
I believe Mr. Webster does all the figuring in that company.
Oh, you're the Grandpap's head for it, huh?
No, I say he's a figurehead. I mean by that he's president of it, but he ain't actually got no authorities.
Oh, is that what one of them is?
Yeah, it's a figurehead.
Yeah, well, you're more than likely right about that. I doubt if he's got much authorities. But it does seem to me that there ought to be some way, though, that... Wait a minute, there comes Cedric up out there. Maybe he's got an idea on.
Oh, well, I wouldn't put too much dependence on that. Not on Cedric having an idea on anything.
Well, now, Cedric's kind of smart at times, Lum. And he ought to be. He's got a set of practical new brains. Ain't used them enough to hardly scratch them, you might say.
Yeah, I don't believe I'd discuss it with him at all, Abner.
Well, Cedric?
Well, of course not.
Well, now, you can't tell about him, Lum. That boy's bound to be smart in some way, and I ain't found out yet what it is.
I don't much think it's on finance matters, though, Abner.
You don't, huh?
Not hardly.
Well, he's got to be smart on something, Lum. We can take a chance. It won't hurt nothing.
Look at him walking along there talking to himself. You know dead blame well he ain't had a thought in 6 months.
Yeah, he talking or singing? Yeah, I guess he is talking or arguing.
Never mind, don't be talking to him.
No, stand there
with his nose pressed against the glass at the front door.
Yeah.
That reminds me, we got to change that, put up our screen door one of these days.
Yeah, get around to it. I've been laying off to do that for weeks now. Mm-hmm. I just ain't got time to do it yet.
Middle of the summer and ain't put the screen door up yet.
Well, I'll get it. Before fall gets here, some way. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Extra double wonderful world.
Come on back.
Yeah, hello, Cedric.
What are you looking so happy about today, Cedric?
Yeah. What's the matter with you anyway, Cedric?
Don't just stand there. Come on back, Cedric.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with me.
Well, what you so happy about then?
Well, I'm just happy because I might get to be one of the high-up officers in that company. I don't know.
The company?
Yes, Mom.
You mean Mr. Webster's Health Resort outfit?
No, Mom, the war plant over there where I work. Walt Bates' company.
Oh, that. Oh.
Well, what happened, Cedric? Did you get a promotion?
No, Mom, I done something better than that, I think.
Well, what'd you do, Cedric?
I made him a suggest.
Huh?
See, they got a thing over there where if you make them a good suggest, why, they give you $10 for it.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. What kind of a suggest did you want, Cedric?
Well, they got a box where you put them in.
Yeah, well, what kind did they want? That's what I want to know.
One that'll speed up efficiencies.
Speed up what?
Efficiencies.
Huh?
Wait a minute, I think you mean efficiency.
Yes, Mom, that's it. Efficiency.
And you made him a suggest on that, huh?
Yes, Mom. Turned it in yesterday.
Well, good for you, Cedric.
Sitting around waiting for my $10, you know, that's all I'm doing.
Well, that's nice. I'm proud to hear that, Cedric. What was your suggest?
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah?
It speeds up work and cuts down things and all that stuff.
Well, I'm proud to hear it. Now, see there, Mom? What did I tell you about Cedric being smart there?
Yeah, well, I want to hear this whole lie before I change my mind complete.
Well, it's a good one, I can tell you that forever I hear it, this sir. Exactly what is it, Cedric?
Oh, I'm climbing up the ladder of success is what I'm doing. That's what my mama said, too.
Well, that's nice, but tell us now exactly what was your suggest.
Well, you better sit down and concentrate, because this is pretty deep stuff.
Sit down, huh?
Yeah, the thing I studied up's kind of hard to figure out.
Oh.
Take me about 4 months to figure it out.
My goodness alive, it must be deep. You hear that, Mom? It taken Cedric 4 months.
Yeah, I hear it.
Well, here, I'm sitting down right here, Cedric. Yeah.
Well.
Come on, I'm ready.
To begin with, it cuts down on stuff.
Huh?
That's what it actually does.
Huh?
Do you know what a conveyor belt is, Mr. Abner?
Why, sure. I reckon it's a belt that a conveyor wears. No, wait a minute. I was thinking of a surveyor. No, I don't believe I do know, Cedric.
Yes, you do, Abner. It's one of them things that moves along on a sort of a table in front of the workers over there at the war plant.
Oh, sure. I saw that. Yeah, it carries the machines along, and then the workers hit bolts as they go by. Yeah, I know what that is. But now, what was your idea, Cedric? Was that it right there?
No, Mom.
Oh, well, I was going to say I was afraid somebody had done suggested that already.
No, Mom, my suggest is about lunch.
Lunch, huh?
Yes, Mom, I got to studying. I figured out that all the workers was wasting a whole hour eating lunch. So I got up a plan to cut that down to nothing.
Nothing? Well, Cedric, they gotta eat. Can't expect folks to work without eating.
Well, they're going to eat all right. But with my suggest, they don't have to take time out to do it.
Well, how do they do it then?
Well, here's the idea. We just take everybody's lunch and slap it right on the conveyor belt. That way they can eat right whilst they're doing their work.
Oh, I see. They just sort of stand there and snap at it as it goes by, huh?
Yes, Mom, sort of.
Hmm.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Well, I know it ain't long. Of course, I'll admit they're going to have to eat awful fast to keep them starving to death, though. I ain't sure that'll work now, Cedric. I don't believe a feller could wolf down a whole lunch in one whack that way.
No, Mom, I know they couldn't.
They might get mixed up, too. Feller might find himself gnawing on a bolt and hammering on a sandwich.
Yeah. Might be a case of a feller bolting his food, huh?
How'd you say, Long?
Oh, nothing. Just made a little joke, so. I get off some pretty good ones. I do say so myself.
Well, what was it, Long?
Just skip it, Abner.
Oh.
If you want my honest opinions, I think you might as well just skip Cedric's, I suggest, too.
Yeah, I'm afraid Long's right, Cedric. They couldn't eat their lunch that fast.
Well, wait till you hear the rest of my idea, though. They don't eat their lunch all at once.
They don't?
No, Mom. See, they just get it in little pieces.
Huh?
First comes a half a sandwich and then a machine. Then another half a sandwich and then a machine. Then the hard-boiled egg and then a machine. Keeps on doing that till the lunch is all it.
Well, now, there's some sense in that, Cedric. Whack a machine, grab an egg. Whack another and grab a sweet potato. Yeah, that's good, Cedric.
Well, I thought it was.
Of course, now, how does a feller get his own sandwiches out of a deal like that, though?
Well, it don't matter none particular. Because I put right in the suggest that everybody's supposed to bring the same kind of sandwiches. Peanut butter. That's my favorite.
Oh, well, that'll take care of that all right, yeah.
Exactly how much time do you figure this wonderful idea of yours is going to cut down?
Well, I've got that all worked out, too. See, in this department where I work, there's 8 of us.
8, huh?
And we all take an hour for lunch. And that makes, let's see now, 8 hours.
Hmm.
That's it, 8 hours a day.
Well, with your idea, then, that saves 8 hours a day, is that right?
Yes, Mom, that's right, I think. Them 8 hours represents one man.
Is that how long one man works a day?
Yes, Mom.
Huh.
So you see, with this suggest of mine, they can cut one man out of our department.
All right, doggies, that's right. Did you hear that, Mom? This idea of Cedric illuminates one whole feller.
Granny's. That's right, ain't it?
Well, good for you, Cedric. I believe you're sort of a genius.
Mama thinks so.
Who's the feller that your eye illuminates out of your department, Cedric?
Oh, I got that all figured out, too.
Well, how'd you do that?
Well, that was easy. You see, it couldn't be the first feller on the assembly line, because he has to slap the lunch on the conveyor belt.
Yeah, couldn't be him. He's important, yeah.
And couldn't be the number two man, because he has to unwrap the sandwiches, and the number three man has to break them in half.
Yeah, you need them.
And it couldn't be the number four man, because he has to crack the eggs, and the number five man has to peel them.
Yeah, he couldn't eat the eggs less than a peel, no.
And the number six man has to break open the sweet potatoes, and the number seven man peels the bananas.
Well, what does the number eight man do?
Well, nothing. He's the one. He's the one that gets illuminated. He's got to go.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, the lazy varmint. Who is that shiftless, no-count number eight man, anyway?
Why, it's old man, see, I got a list here. Wait a minute now. I'll be doggone. Sure lucky for me they're paying $10 for these subjects. I'm going to need that.
What do you need the money so bad for, Sandy?
Well, don't you see, I've done it now. I've suggested myself clean out of a job. I'm the number eight man.